What's this one? Da 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 da.
Avalon.
Wrong.
And a little Spanish town.
Right.
Please, I'm right in the middle of a stomach.
Try this one. Da 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 da
ti da da da. On Wisconsin.
No. That was O Shepherd, Guide Thy Flock.
Oh, I should have guessed that. I've danced to that 1,000 times.
Shut up, will you? Shut up! You shut up, Frank! Everybody in this nut house, shut up!
We're a little late, folks, so good night from Name That Tune, Glenn.
Thank you.
Colonel?
Yo?
Do you know what I found in this morning's mail?
Now that's a tough one. Now hum a few bars, will you, Radar?
You're going home.
I'm going home?
You got all your points. They're discharging you.
Discharged?
Tokyo, San Francisco, then home.
I'm going home. I'm discharged. I'm going home.
Henry, that's terrific.
Henry, congratulations. That's terrific.
That's wonderful, sir.
Terrific. There.
All together now.
Oh, Shepherd, God,
Wisconsin, fight right through that line.
Going home. I can't believe it. Going home.
Wow.
Oh, boy, that's a Bernie. You sure you don't want to drink, Radar?
No, sir. It makes my eyes turn red and I fall down.
It's kind of nice to lie down with red eyes.
Yeah. Oh, you wanted to make that phone call for your wife.
Right. Now, let's see, Radar. We're a day ahead plus 14 hours, right?
No, sir. The states are a day ahead plus 14 hours.
Well, then it's yesterday in Bloomington.
Yes, sir.
Well, then I should have called her yesterday.
Well, you didn't even know about it then.
Why can't everybody be on the same time?
Because the Earth is round and keeps rotating all the time.
Oh, I thought it was just an army thing.
Let's see, in Bloomington, it's 1 o'clock Wednesday afternoon right now, sir.
1 o'clock?
Yes, sir.
Lorraine's not home.
Maybe she just went to the store or something.
No. Every Wednesday she gets together with Ella, B, Marie, and Olive. They go out Route 26 to the old red barn for lunch. They have 2 daiquiris, a watercress sandwich, and then Olive tells all about her hysterectomy.
Every Wednesday, sir?
It's a club.
Oh. How long do they usually stay?
Oh, a couple hours. Then they kill an hour on the way back feeling yarn at the knit shop.
Well, then why don't you call Mrs. Blake around 4 o'clock in the afternoon?
No. Olive usually gets car sick. Better make it 4:30.
Just to be on the safe side, we'll make it 5.
No. Andrew has a trombone lesson at 5. He's learning to play Ravel's Bolero. I won't be able to hear a thing.
5:30?
5:30.
Okay.
5:30. Radar, Lorraine and the kids are going to die.
Yeah.
You know, the first night I'm home, after we put the kiddos to bed, Lorraine and I are going upstairs to her room. That woman has the most fantastic body in downstate Illinois. 36, 24, 34. With skin like alabaster. Clear, soft, smooth, and warm. And she wears those little short, flimsy 90s.
I think I will have that drink, sir.
Finally! Finally, you're going to command this outfit.
Everything's happening so fast.
Ah, discipline. Adherence to regulations. A taut ship. I love tautness. To command is your destiny. Oh, I can feel the power surging through your veins.
Am I really surging?
Oh, Frank, you'll be magnificent.
I just wish I'd taken ROTC in school. I wasted so much time in the stamp club.
I thought you were president.
Well, that wasn't leadership. They needed someone to lick the stamps, and I had the biggest tongue.
Frank, do you doubt your ability? Do you want to see how sure I am of your ability?
Well, all great men have their doubts. They say going up San Juan Hill, Teddy Roosevelt was worried sick about breaking his glasses.
Look, darling. I've been saving it for you.
Well, I haven't been promoted yet, Margaret.
Out goes Major Burns. In comes Colonel Burns.
Margaret.
Yes.
I think I'm surging.
Is that you? Well, it's me. I got good news, honey. I'm coming home. Honest, for good. Well, yeah, the orders just came through this morning. I ought to be coming through the front door in about 3 days. Honey, oh, please don't do that, honey, please.
She crying?
No, she wants to recover the furniture. Honey, I just want to see you and the kids. I don't care what the furniture looks like, except for the bed. Now she's crying.
Sir, there's a time limit on the call.
Honey, now just take it easy, okay? Good. Are the kids home? She is? Well, put her on. Janie Pooh, it's Daddy. Num, 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 num. I'm eating you up.
Sir, there isn't too much time.
Leave him alone, he's eating.
Janie, honey, well, would you get Mommy back on the phone? Oh, and tell Andy to stop playing Ravel's Bolero. Lorraine, honey, listen. Now, there's a lot of things you have to do. My suits. See, I've lost a lot of weight over here. I mean, I'm a 34 waist now. You won't know me stripped.
Wear your dog tag.
Honey, the brown double-breasted. It might fit now. So just take it to the cleaners. Honey, I don't want your mother wearing my suits. She what? Well, that's dumb. She went to a party dressed as Conrad Nagel.
That's it, sir.
Oh, honey, I gotta go. Now, Lorraine, don't tell anybody. We'll just walk into the country club Saturday night, start dancing, and let them all cheer. Lorraine? Lorraine? We get cut off. Sweet Lorraine.
She has a fantastic body.
Okay, Radar. Everything in these boxes is to be shipped. My uniforms go in the bag.
Check.
Check a Rooney in a banana cup.
Is there one or two J's in fragile, sir?
One will do it, Radar. There it is.
Find something, sir?
Yeah, that jar of mayonnaise we lost last 4th of July. Oh. Hey, you better write a letter of apology to that Navy chaplain. I thought he copped it. Boy, that's a greenie. Oh, hey. There's a picture of you and me, Radar.
Oh, that's right after you took out my appendix.
You were one sick kid. You know, I looked for that thing till 4 in the morning. It was behind your cecum.
Oh, I didn't put it there on purpose, sir. You saved my life.
Ah, my pleasure, Reader.
Sir?
You?
There's something I'd like to tell you.
Well, now, you've got exactly 34 hours to tell me.
Yeah. Well, I just wanted to say that I'm really going to miss you. You know, my own father didn't have me till he was 63. And, the first time we played peekaboo together, he had a stroke.
Look, Radar, don't get gushy, okay? You know how I am.
Oh, yeah. Well, anyway, I made something for you. Oh. You know how you're always losing your keys?
Yeah.
Well, this is a keychain and the cartridge is a fob.
Well, hey, Radar, this is terrific.
Thank you. That's inscribed in writing.
Oh. To Colonel H.B. from Corp O.R., Korea, 1952. Hey, you know, the workmanship on this is beautiful.
Oh, it's a Winchester.
Well, thanks, Radar.
I was going to get you a bamboo flute, but they only had 3 holers.
Oh. This was my father's.
Oh?
It's yours.
For keeps?
Sure.
Oh, wow. Oh. Gee, what a beautiful thermometer. It isn't oral, is it?
No. He used to say if you want accuracy, well, you go right to the horse's mouth. He was a stickler for accuracy.
Oh, yeah, I'll bet.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for everything, sir.
Thank you, Ritter. Hey, come on up. Let's get on the stick, okay?
All right, yes, sir. Get this right out of the way.
Try it.
I'll get some more.
Garçon, more booze?
What is it? I didn't have that.
More booze?
Sure you did. You got a whole plate full. Look at it.
Oh, here she comes.
$6, tax included.
I got it.
No, it's my party.
I got it.
I tell you what, we'll flip.
Here you go, Mummy Sam. Thank you. Now, just keep everything coming,
come
you know?
Come, Sammy, Dad.
Hey, now listen, guys, you cannot pay for any more booze. I'm the one that's going home.
Henry, we're giving you this party.
Mm.
You know why?
Because I'm going home.
Wrong. Because you're one hell of a human being.
One hell of a human being.
I got it.
Now we're past that part. Now we're up to one hell of a human being.
I'll tell you who's one hell of a human being.
Mm.
Uh-huh. You guys are one hell of a human being. That's what you guys are.
I'll drink to that.
Let's all drink to that.
There we go.
How you doing, Henry?
I gotta go to the toilet is how I'm doing. But can I find it is what I don't know.
You go out the back door.
Hmm?
You come to a big tree.
Hmm?
You pass the big tree. Go to a second tree. The toity is the third tree. The third tree is the toity.
The toity tree.
Thank God for Joyce Kilmer.
Hey, speaking of trees, you know, I'm really gonna miss you guys. I mean that. I'm really gonna miss you guys. I wish we could all go home together.
Henry, We had a lot of laughs together.
What?
You remember that time that Father Mulcahy caught you in your tent with that lady war correspondent?
You said you were giving an interview on the importance of clean underwear.
I can't wait. Which tree is it?
Number one is for number two.
Right.
And number three is for number one.
Number four is the ladies' tree. Don't go there.
Okay, excuse me.
Oh, that's a birdie.
Oh.
There we go.
Woo-hoo! Okay, hey. Yeah. Hey, Kim!
Kim?
Oh. Hey!
What? Come on. Ow! Kim, here's the box.
Oh, you girls know what to do. Come on, ladies, over here.
Over the girls.
Over there. You know what to do, right? Huh? You're gonna, you know?
Right? Stand up straight.
I'm standing straight. The country's crooked.
Shh, here he comes. Oh, my gosh.
Henry, you okay?
Oh, fine. But a lot of bark came off old number three.
Don't sit down.
What?
Tin shut!
We're drumming you out of the military.
Hot dog!
Oh, yeah? Cue the band.
Lieutenant Colonel Henry Blake?
Yo.
By virtue of the power of the authority vested in me?
Mm-hmm.
By Rosie's Bar and Grill and Pro Station?
Mm-hmm.
And in the presence of those present who have faithfully served under your barely distinguishable command?
Mm-hmm.
I hereby disrupt you of all military rank.
Okay.
Captain McIntyre, would you do the dishonors, please?
From this day henceforth, you will be known as Mr. Dr. Henry Blake.
And now,
here's a box.
A box. I got a box.
Don't open it now.
What?
Henry, it's civvies. We had the whole thing handmade for you, Dennis, so.
The tie is silk, handmade by a worm.
Oh, guys.
Radar, kill the band.
Take five. Were you surprised, sir?
Well,
were you? Was he? Do you know what is in that box?
What?
A brand new suit.
Oh. How did you know my size?
I traced you when you were asleep.
Let's get into uniform and play assembly, soldier.
Sir, I'm getting a cold sore.
Well, Captain Ahab only had one leg.
Well, he wasn't in the army, sir. He was a whale guy.
Play it! Are you sure that was assembly?
It's close as I can come, sir. It's really Sleepy Lagoon plays fast.
Forget it.
Yes, sir.
Company! Fall in! On the devil! Come on! Move it!
You didn't even shave.
It's not a school day.
Look, those Colonel Blake.
Company! 10! Hot!
Take it easy, will you, Frank? It's all set. You're in charge of the store now. And stuff that whistle someplace.
Does the colonel wish to review his troops?
No, I just want to say goodbye.
Oh, okay.
Your chopper's about 10 miles out, sir.
Thanks, Radar. So long, Hawk.
I'm afraid just a handshake won't do it, Henry.
Trap, thanks for the outfit. It's really dressy.
Henry, that suit is really you.
If you're Adolf Marshall.
Gwen? You old sky pilot, you?
Bless you, Henry Blake. Your work here will never be forgotten.
Thank you, Father. Jennifer? Clear that outfit might just get you that Section 8.
I made it just for this occasion, sir. I was in such a big hurry, didn't get the back zipped.
I'll do it.
Up, sir.
There you go, soldier.
Sir, I have a picture of me. Did you carry it in your wallet?
Your pink evening gown.
I knew it was your favorite, sir.
Two minutes to your chopper, sir.
Oh, thanks, Radar.
Welcome.
Well, so long, everybody. So long and good luck.
Henry.
Huh? Well, you think I should?
Why not?
Why not?
Woo!
all yours, Frank.
He's a jolly good fellow, for he's a jolly good fellow.
Radar, put a mask on.
If that's my discharge, give it to me straight. I can take it.
I have a message. Lieutenant Colonel Henry Blake's plane was shot down over the Sea of Japan. It spun in. There were no survivors.
Bids Henry Blake a reluctant and affectionate farewell.